What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Episode 13?
Yeah.
Damn. Episode 13, everybody. Hello. We are...
Is 13 lucky or is 13 unlucky?
I don't know, but all I know is look at my hood.
Aw, it's got ears.
Am I cute? Oh, screenshot me and make me a meme.
Nice.
Great.
Okay.
So you got that.
Give people plenty of time to screenshot.
Great, you got that. Guys, fuck. We just finished love a huge binge of Love on the Spectrum
season two. The US version.
Yes. Which do I like the I like them both.
What?
The US and the Australian. I don't think I have a preference.
Me neither.
I've also watched Down with Love.
I haven't seen that, but I gotta see that.
Those shows are just, they feel like a warm hug.
Uh-huh.
Like it makes you, they do a perfect job, I think, of like showing, you know, respecting their experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the humor of it too. Mm-hmm. And like not laughing at them by any means, but just like being like, oh yeah, that's like a funny, awkward moment.
It's like, it's like a sweet laugh. It's like, you're not laughing at them. Like,
Yeah. It's so, I really recommend it. You know, I was gonna say it's December. It's January. We're in the middle of winter. I don't know if you, wherever you are, but at least here in the East Coast, it is.
It's depressing as fuck right now.
It's fucking hard. I am going, it is hard. So just do yourself a favor and like rot on your couch and watch Down with Love, because you will. Michael cried yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I think I cried today a few times. Of just like, they're just like the sweetest angels, and it makes you realize how simple life can be.
Mm-hmm.
And how everyone just wants to be loved. And it's so sweet.
I didn't cry.
No, did you have a moment?
No. It's Connor. If anyone's going to make me cry, it's Connor.
God.
Just a sweet.
Connor's new this season. He's amazing. And his mom?
So nice.
I don't even know. Not, like, just like wonderful.
Whenever the parents are heavily involved in the episodes or in the seasons, I feel like they are very sweet people.
Of course. I mean, some parents don't want to be seen on camera, I'm imagining. I'm not saying, yeah, but like she was a rock star.
You know, Michael from the Australian one?
Which one was Michael?
Michael's the one who was in it for two seasons.
Oh, short. And he's like a drama guy?
He's not a drama guy.
Oh, what's that guy? He's like,
He's kind of like that.
Yeah, like
but he's
he
not
likes,
a drama
likes,
guy.
Not drama, but he likes like, he loved Gilligan's Island.
I think that's
Michael,
right.
And he's like a drama nerd, kind of. Like not drama, but just like loves movies.
He's very... he's like a chivalrous.
Yes,
sort
we're
of
talking
like,
about the same person. Yeah,
you know,
and he meets the Gilligan's Island woman. He goes in to see her, and she's like an older woman now, at like a Comic Con or some shit.
I don't recall.
We're talking about the same one. I have to look.
I guess, but Michael, his mom in the series is very, very kind, very sweet,
and I like when they like laugh with them. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? It's just like, oh my gosh, because it is. They can be funny.
I think his name on Instagram is Mr. A Plus.
Mr. A Plus. Yes, yes.
Yeah,
we're talking about the same. I love Michael. Yeah. Oh. Oh my goodness, he's the sweetest.
And his mom is great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Love on the Spectrum. Check that shit out.
Please watch it. I don't know who my favorite. My favorite was, oh, I am drawing a blank. The smiley guy.
And this and the new one? Tanner. Yeah.
Tanner. Tanner was
electric.
Please, I hope some people have watched this. I think this is a really popular show. Tanner's infectious. He is just so positive and a ray of sunshine. We were just creeping his Instagram and he like graduated college and like you could just tell the whole school like loves him.
Yeah.
And works at a hotel, has two roommates, like just is like the sweetest, happiest person ever, ever, ever. And it makes me feel guilty for feeling like a sack of shit in the winter where I'm like, life is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Life is so good and it's so simple. What are we doing?
We're recording a podcast. We're filming. We're filming stuff.
I feel like
don't say any. We don't have to. We can't talk about.
No, I know. I just feel like we never talk about. It's like we have two different, very separate jobs.
I know.
And I'm just so excited. Because I feel like it's I feel like people, there's some people that from Nevermind or are listening to this that maybe don't watch the videos as much. I don't know. I hope they're connected. Yeah. But anyways.
Can we say that we've filmed everything?
We have one more to film.
Oh yeah, you're right.
We have one more to film and then, well.
Oh, I guess I shouldn't say
no,
that.
No, that's okay. It doesn't matter. But anyways, no, that's not, we've filmed everything. We're just so excited. I think there's going to be lots of twists and fun, and I think I've been really enjoying making the videos lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. And posting them and being like, fuck yeah. Like we've been like having like happy dances in Michael's editing room of just, we're like, this is the stupidest shit.
But it's funny and it's good. And we're proud of it. I'm just coming off of being sick. Winter sick.
Oh no.
I'm just coming off of it, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm just coming off of it.
Anything? Yeah. How are you feeling today?
Today I feel okay. But there's always that like, when you're like coming out of it, it's never just like you're right back in the zone.
No.
It's always a fucking hill, at least for me.
And don't fuck yourself by just jumping.
No, I know. But I know some people that get sick and they're down for like, you know, 36 hours and then they're back. You spilled? It's okay. But also I'm just realizing we had two guest episodes back to back.
We're back alone.
And now it's back to just the duo.
Which, somebody's hungry.
Back to the duo.
We actually do have a guest. It's Kyle's belly.
I want pizza.
No, it's not gonna go. No, pizza would be actually awesome. I would love to get pizza.
I could fuck up a pizza. But I also want like protein.
Pepperoni.
How about like chicken wings and pizza?
Pepperoni pizza.
I know. But
pizza sounds so good.
I don't think I want pizza. You're not gonna like me, but that's okay.
You don't have to get pizza.
Okay.
Fucking go home. I'm getting pizza.
All right. I'm like so sweet. I'm like, oh, I'm like, how are you feeling? I'm girlfriend. How are you feeling? No, I mean, I don't know how I did not get sick. Or Michael. We just
I know.
Have continued. I think because I've been in warrior mode.
You have been. You and Michael both.
Have been in like.
Like
and then I feel
it.
The second I let my body relax, I'm just gonna go.
No.
It was like this when this summer I got my gums grafted, which is, I think I've talked about it.
You've talked about this a lot.
A lot. But anyways, I got...
Which is when they take some of their skin off the top of your mouth and they show it to your gums. And okay. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, I hope all you motherfuckers know not to brush too hard. End of period. Thank you. I got so sick when... Because I was like, they're like, you have to take a week off. Like, not a week off, but they're just like, you know, you'll be fine. But the second my body like relaxed,
yeah,
I just got like, just like smoked in the face with like a huge flu. And so I was like... sneezing while bleeding out the mouth, and it was just not a good combo.
Do you think that has to do with it? Do you think that the... Because when you get, like, you know, injured...
Again?
I don't know. When you get injured really badly, like that, when you, like, accept a lot of pain, it's a big shock to your nervous system, which can make you get sick, basically.
Yeah.
Like, there's this thing called the tattoo flu, which is often associated with specifically back tattoos. In tattoo culture, the back. Whoa. I thought I was going to burp. In tattoo culture, the back is like the like holy grail tattoo because it's the biggest.
Holy grail.
Holy grail.
It's the biggest one. You know?
Connery. Yeah.
Damn, my stomach's going crazy.
So you get sick after.
Well, so... it's just like a lot because they'll go in like it's a multi-session process. Whereas like if you go and get, you know, like something on your leg, even if it's big, it's typically one session. Maybe it's like in, you know, 6 to 8 hour session or whatever, mm-hmm. but it's just one. This is like you go and you do these like 6 hour sessions and you do like, I don't know, 5 of them maybe. And so what happens is, especially on the first one, they hit your whole back with the outline of whatever the tattoo is going to be. And a lot of people get like total, like flu symptoms afterwards because of how fucking painful it is. Wow. And they're just sitting through it. And it's just a complete shock to their nervous system. So then they just end up getting what's called the tattoo flu.
Damn, I was going to get Game of Thrones tattooed on my back, but now I...
You don't want to get the tattoo flu?
No.
I'm hungry, y'all.
No, but I did. My mom had a flu, right? Like, okay. So that's why. But jeez. That is a good.
Thanks, mom.
You've been listening. Kyle's new obsession.
Not new.
It's the new straight boy obsession. Huberman, Dr. fucking some Luke.
Andrew Huberman.
Luke Huberman.
And it's not that new, for one. And two, it's not an obsession.
I know, but it's such like a...
Okay, look, I was sick. Check this out. This is some main character shit right here. Okay?
All right.
I'm sick. I've got the cold or flu or COVID. Who knows what it was?
Who knows what it was, yeah.
And my guy, Dr. Andrew Huberman, puts out a podcast episode on Huberman Labs.
Is it a new one?
It's a brand new one.
Brand new.
On the cold and the flu. Yeah. And so I was like, oh.
Get me in on that.
I'm down and out right now. Why don't I listen to Andrew Huberman talk about the cold and flu? Tummy's rumbling.
There's nothing better than a podcast talking about another podcast.
You're right. But you brought it up.
Okay.
And
so
also,
tell me what you learned.
I don't listen to Huberman Lab. I think that the guy's a smart guy. And I...
Is he hot? Is he a hot doctor?
You haven't seen him?
No. Let me look this up.
People definitely think he's...
Fuck. I knew it.
And you know, he's definitely got that rep as being like, you know, this sort of boy icon. There's all of these people that are on this sort of all hail Andrew Huberman, but I think he's a smart guy.
I'm not saying he's not smart.
I think you could just type in Andrew Huberman.
Oh, but he's not a doctor.
He is a doctor,
but it's like Dr. Phil.
There you go. Huberman Lab.
Oh yeah.
You know,
he's a
like,
daddy.
He's like big bearded.
He's a daddy.
Alpha kind of guy.
Wow.
You like him, huh?
I don't know enough about him, but this makes complete sense to me. I do like, there is something, men with facial hair, I just trust them more.
I see that.
Yeah, like if he didn't have that, he'd be too hot and too...
Like
just unapproachable.
Even like a little bit of facial hair, like
what?
even like just like a little bit of facial hair? Yeah. Or does it have to be like a big beard?
I feel safe with you. Yeah. If that's
well, I'm not saying me specifically. Yes, yes. I was just asking in general. I'm not trying to make a case for myself, but.
Damn.
He's big. Like he's got this whole, you know, morning routine thing that people like to try to follow. He's a huge part of the.
It's the Hard 70. Who made that up? People do that, right? Hard 70. It's like,
I don't know.
You read 15 pages of a book a day. You wake up at 6 a.m. every day. You work out like twice a day. You don't eat sugars. Like it's like a crazy 70 day thing. And you're supposed to be like a better person and, or some fucking shit and ripped also. Cause I think being ripped makes you a better person. That's what I think.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Big time. If you don't have a
six pack, you're going straight to hell.
You're probably a bad person.
And I'll be joining you because I like cookies.
Oh shit. He's got like 2 weeks. He's got like the Huberman army for sure.
Mm-hmm. I do think I'll get into him. I really do. But I think I'm late to that anyways.
You are late for sure.
Yeah. I think Emma Chamberlain was talking about him.
The first time I saw a video about him, Zach actually sent it to me. And it was just about how we've got the wrong idea. Most people have the wrong idea about dopamine and how dopamine works.
So please, please.
I'm not well versed enough.
And everybody listening, don't go to that episode.
No.
Stay here and let's listen to Kyle's.
No, I'm not well versed.
Okay, hit me.
I'm not.
Okay, that's you're not gonna hit me.
I'm not.
The only person I listen to is, I was gonna say Jordan Peterson. That is a joke. That is a joke, people. That is a joke.
He is.
Don't.
He, no, don't. I'm not talking about Jordan Peterson.
Okay, thank God. Huberman,
I will say, I think he's maybe Peterson adjacent. I think he's probably been on a podcast of his as a guest.
Right.
People
are nuanced, people are nuanced, and we have to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
We have to remember that. Moving on.
We have to get into
what? Well, wait, we sold out our show. Which is Gollum do things, this song. We've been watching Lord of the Rings 1, 2, and tonight we're watching 3.
And tonight we're watching, is Michael coming back?
He is.
Okay. So as always, we've got to thank a couple of you know what I realized?
At this point, I'm going to plug it just in case. We're adding a late night show, I think. And if I'm not, then fucking ignore me. And we'd love to see you there again.
At the show.
Comment down below if you're coming.
Comment down below.
Comment down below. We need to know.
I was going to say something I always forget to say. Mm-hmm. That according to some things that I've read is proven to help. Is if I say, and smash that like button. Smash the subscribe if you're not already subscribed. And don't forget to comment down below. And if you want to check out some more bonus videos and extra stuff, click the Patreon link.
We have a Patreon. We never say that. We have a Patreon. We have a 30 minutes extra of this episode. And then we also do a whole other hour episode.
Yeah.
45 minutes. You know, fuck.
45 minutes.
It's dark. It's dark times. So that's what we have to offer. And great.
And they... Yeah.
And maybe
it's such a
maybe we'll meet you in person one day. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about.
So
I thought I was like, bro, shut the
anyway.
Yo, shut.
Smash that like button. If you're not already subscribing, hit that subscribe
button.
Hit the notification bell. Ping. Hit the notification bell. Ping.
And as always, have a great motherfucking day.
And as always, we like to thank our Nevermind Nights. So my man, Connery, go ahead. And we have a lot Connery, go ahead and cue the motherfucking music as we get into
this one.
This
I'm gonna go.
Shit.
This is gonna be Gollum edition. Oh, here no. we go.
You,
I'm gonna try
you can
it.
Do that.
I'm gonna try it.
Okay. There are.
My precious. My precious knights, I gave it to you the guys. Connery, don't use Lord of the Rings music because it's copyright free. Please don't use it. Use something that's copy. That's free. Thank you. Ah, thank you. Sarah Dahlstrom, Finn Bruce, Sabasi, Zahn, Seth Fowler, Cassid, Kissy Chase, Nasa Brooks, Aaron Stark, James Dell.
Holy shit.
Eric Bach, Greg, Seth Bedrata, Hayden Card, Lucy Rucker-Kirks, Catherine Fell, Andrew DeMickey, Charles Charlie, Calata Osberg, Emma Quimby, Haley Douglas, Madsen, Cameron Royer, Ashlyn, Gemma Yamo, Ayo People Sponsor, M3, Clinical.
Holy fuck, I am losing it.
You're halfway there.
Jeans for Reals, Harrison Bailey, Bolly, Bella Belzer, Ethan Rubber, Martin LeGrand, Jesse Lucas, Nas, Billy Morley, Anderson, Anastasia, Ali, Andrew Navarro, Holden McCorin, Madeline Manlord, I don't know.
That's Holden McGroin, by the way.
I deserve fucking $10,000 for doing that. Fuck.
Madeline Rondot, Avery Vendor, Linden, Bob Scammer, Mano, Emma, Babes Melody, Harvan Riley, Sully Lang, Sophie, Carol Kansky, Joshua Dickelsman, Bella Beach, Hot Sauce Haley.
Oh my god.
Diana Kuzman.
Thank you. And now we dance. This is when I pull out the sword. And now we sound effect dance. So, which one of you is going to point me to the jewels?
The what?
The jewels.
Oh.
The jewels.
You kind of look like,
what?
You kind of look like Aragorn.
That is the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Yeah, you kind of have that.
That
like,
hair?
The hair and like the.
The swagger?
The swag right now and all that. Yeah. You're kind of like Aragorn. I will say that.
That's the nicest thing, literally. I'm freaking out.
I'm going to say something. It's not mean, but that just didn't really sound anything like Smeagol or Gollum.
What?
And on top of
that's
that.
That's on my resume.
On top of that.
Smeagol, Gollum impression.
I have a serious doubt that.
Anybody understood that.
Anybody could have heard any word.
So do we do it again?
No.
Lesson learned. Comment down below. Did you like that? Did you like that? I can't. I think it would be more. No. For the audio listeners only, maybe that was the worst. Maybe that was the worst 5 minutes of your life. And for that, I am sorry.
Sorry. Fuck. I am sorry.
Sorry. God damn. I'm trying to become more Americanized. It's a battle.
I am sorry.
It's a battle.
It's
do
a battle.
Do I lose it or do I keep it? But I'll keep it. Anyways, so it's been also so many new nights. Thank you.
For real.
Truly, it's been, the growth has been fucking crazy. This last week was absurd.
We're still also, I say this often, but we're, for those YouTubers out there watching this, we're gonna, the background's gonna be different soon.
It is. Should we show?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Somebody.
Yeah, do you know their name?
Yeah.
Okay.
So somebody reached out to me on Instagram named April Ruggs, and they made us
this.
This.
And we're going to hang it up in the new place.
And it'll be sort of, there's a little hook that you can.
Oh my God.
You see that?
April Ruggs?
April Ruggs.
April, thank you so much. This is, we're freaking out.
Pretty freaking cool. And so, yeah, it'll be like a little background piece that we're going to hang up on the wall.
I love, oh, sorry. I like in the new spot.
No, it's okay.
I love this.
It's really, really.
We throw it?
No, we'll put it right here.
No, I love it. It's truly, I like just pictured it. I envisioned it in the background of the new space at some point whenever we have enough money to buy chairs. And with like two like kind of like teddy bear kind of chairs, you know?
Yeah.
Like from like Crate and Barrel. Again, if we have money.
This is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's definitely going to be two chairs, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to have a little.
Two chairs, one for Kyle, one for Veronica.
Yes. And then there's going to be a nice little circle table here in the center, mid-century modern is what I'm thinking, with a cool little vase that's kind of, I imagine it'll be like cone-shaped vase with a, you know, big base, cones up to the top, right?
Wait, the way you're, sorry, could you do that again?
Yep, it's like this.
Yeah.
And then it cones up to the top, like that. And in it, we'll put maybe some eucalyptus, maybe probably eucalyptus.
Like a modern, like a fuchsia, like feather.
I might pass
some
on
eucalyptus.
We'll put some eucalyptus there.
Yeah.
And then
there was someone roasted on TikTok. You know the like checkered rug aesthetic? Checkered rug with like an Urban Outfitters like blanket throw blanket and like squiggly kind of, what are those called? Candles. You know what I mean? Like that aesthetic. They were calling it like millennial core or something like that. Like millennial something. And I was like,
checkered rug?
I was like, that shit was in like a year ago and now it's just all, it's Chugi. It's Chugi to say Chugi, I know that, but like.
Chugi?
Do you remember Chugi? That was like a thing. God, the internet is making us.
It's fast.
Shit is too fast. We need to slow down.
Hold on a second. I'm confused. Checkered carpet core.
Yes, and it's fully my Pinterest, but I mean, I haven't had a Pinterest and I don't want that kind of place, but. Yeah. It was my Pinterest at some point because it was in for a minute. And there's this one person on TikTok who I absolutely love. I think I've told you, but anyway, she has that kind of aesthetic and lifestyle. And she's always drinking like magnesium mocktails and she is a millennial. And it's just, but she used to be like a hip millennial, but now like nothing's hip.
Yeah. So, okay.
I don't know. I don't get it. Just wearing big belts and furry boots is like, if you wear that, that's awesome. And I'm so happy for you. I just can't do that because it's just not for me. Mm-hmm. Anyways, all I'm saying is I'm just having, everything is out. Everything is out and everything is changing and everything is, stop. I'm on to something.
Keep going.
Everything is cringe and everything is chuggy, including those two words. Cursed, I heard, was also a cringe word, but just do you. Everything's going to be out of style in fucking a day, so just whatever you like.
Nice.
Thank you.
I can get down with that.
That's
speaking,
what I was.
Speaking of people roasting on TikTok.
Oh, God.
I got roasted for my hair.
Well, we need to talk about TikTok. We need to talk about you and TikTok specifically.
Well, hold on. I got roasted. So I had just, you know, showered and my hair was wet. And there was a little dance video thing, whatever, that we did. And a lot of people really were upset with the way that my hair looked in that.
It was wet.
And it was just wet. But I had been itching to get a haircut for some months, which.
He got.
I got a haircut. Finally. And it was weird because those comments, even though it was just dumb stuff, whatever. Because it was like the top comment, like the most liked comment was something like, please make him do something different with his hair. It was like the most liked comment on that video.
When it was like just the answers, it was just wet.
It was just wet. But even still, and there are tons of other comments. It didn't really hurt, but it's definitely made me not want to go on TikTok. But not in a way that I was like hurt by it. I was just like, I don't care to see that anymore.
Oh, I know. We're really...
I was just like, whatever. I don't care.
Our relationship to the internet has really...
I don't even want to see it.
...changed. And I'm sorry.
I wasn't hurt by any means, but it's just like, I don't know. There's so much stuff that you can...
It's a fucking hell.
...read and whatever. And
it's a heaven and it's a hell.
I just didn't want to see any more people tell me that my hair was fucked.
But at the same time, at this exact same time, because, you know, this has all happened in the last week or whatever, Kyle has been getting, like, CapCut thirst trap videos made of him.
Not really.
Like, what do you mean not really? Look it up. I don't know if we can put it in, actually. Maybe we can.
We can put it in.
We can't do the music. So we're putting it in.
We have to play it here, and then what Connery will do.
We're putting one of them here.
No, just play it. And then Connery will so we're gonna add play it one over here. Top.
I hope Connery doesn't put anything. So we're just going to play one here. And we're just going to play one here.
And then all you have to do is just pull one up.
Yeah.
Okay. Save it so you remember which one it
is. I know the one. The one is... And I like how it's Kyle and Veronica that people are doing, not Veronica and Kyle, which is fine. Oh, yeah. This was the creator. Zoe is the creator. This is the one. Oh, my God. There's more. She's made five for you. Five. Four.
Okay. So play one.
This is the one. By the way, 704,000 views and 116 likes. 1,000 likes. Do I have one of these? I was going, okay, he's the hot one and I'm the brains.
Oh, 116,000 likes?
Likes. And then, you know what I mean? It's just absurd how you're like, oh, I don't want to go on TikTok because my hair. And then people are doing this for you. I know it doesn't make sense and I'm not, you know, blaming you. Someone commented, I think I like this little lore, which is the best comment by Baker. Anyways.
You can't play this because of the music?
You can't. The reason I know is because I used to watch Curtis Connor a lot and like Cody Ko, and when like they show TikToks, you can't do the music or else it'll get, I don't know. But how do you feel about that shit, Kyle?
I don't know. It doesn't necessarily, like, I don't like look at it and I'm like, yes.
You literally went like this. I heard you and I showed you it. You went to your room and you went, I feel good.
No, but I see it and it's really interesting to me just because I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. I have always the most insane case of imposter syndrome. And so I'm like, there's no way that people are...
Think I'm hot.
No, not that. That like people can be like a fan like that. I don't know. I just have the worst case of imposter syndrome.
Strange. Do you? What?
Are you like, oh, I have fans. Of course I have fans.
No, I don't think my brain's allowed me to even think of it like that.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's just what, I think it's blocked it. So when I meet people or whatever, I just go, that's all. Like, I just like, I'm like giving them too much tea about my life or something to be like, we're the same, you know, like this is not, and we are obviously. So I don't.
You think they like that?
I don't know.
Or do you think that's a good thing? Like, I know.
I don't think it. I just kind of.
But there are like the people that I think I've even said this already at some point in time, but the people that I look up to the most, I don't want to meet because I don't want them to be just like a normal person.
I know, but that's the way. Also, like this. But isn't, this I
don't.
Is not, anyways, okay. So
I don't want them to be normal.
What do we have?
Because they're not normal in my eyes.
What are we looking forward to?
You know, I'm looking forward to hearing what tea you got to spill
for today.
You got tea to spill?
Do I? God, I was looking at this and there's not. I mean, I just found out Amanda Bynes and Kid Cudi dated.
What?
Yeah. It was one of those, what are those called? Celebrity, like blind items.
What does that mean?
Blind items are, it's when people like, anonymous people like, I think, I actually don't know what it is. I think, Connery, blind item, doink. No, I'm going to find out what that is. I think it's like when people put just say something about a celebrity and it's like coming from a source. So like the one blind item, which I talked about in the bonus episode, is that like Zac Efron
meaning there's not actual, there's no evidence, there's no proof. It's just.
But then there's like a lot. Like the most recent one I've been listening to is like, not listening to, or, no, or not most recent. But so Nina Dobrev is dating Shaun White.
Who's that?
Snowboarder.
I know who Shaun White is. Who's Nina Dobrev?
Vampire Diaries. And Degrassi, Superstar. Okay. So they are dating. And then they went on a snow ski trip with some other celebrities and Kendall Jenner. And apparently the blind item is that the three of them were having threesomes for the whole time, which like, I don't fucking know. Also, I'm like, who fucking cares? But also,
so that's someone just wanting that to have happened.
That's
somebody just making that up.
And like, they
posted
them at the chalet and they're all just like skiing. And I'm like, really? Cause it was like, so there's this one person on TikTok that I watched. And I'm sure some of you know. And she's like, celebrity? She's like, so, and it feels like real. Like, so the blind items are, yeah. So Shaun White and Nina Dobrev allegedly did not leave the bed with their female friend, Kylie Jenner, for over 48 hours.
Kylie or Kendall?
Kendall.
Oh, okay.
They're the same. No, they're not the same. The model one. Kendall.
Kendall.
And did not leave the bed. And then it's like in this, and the way it's posted, it looks like a headline, not even a headline. It looks like a lawsuit. Like and I'm like, this is real. Like, this is real. Anyway, so I think maybe that could be true. And if it is, fucking rock it. And
way to go, Shaun White.
Do you have any threesome stories?
No.
So, I know. I'm like, I want to talk about shit, but then I'm like, my mole is in Turis. But also,
Shaun White. I haven't heard of him in.
I went to theater school.
Ages.
I went to theater school.
With Shaun White?
No, I'm just saying, talking about threesomes here. And I'm talking
like,
about like
one time at band camp type situation.
Well, I just have a lot of. I am a theater. I'm a drama kid.
Mm-hmm.
And an improv
bunch
kid.
Bunch of horn dogs over there.
Everyone was horny. Everyone is horny. My friend group, whatever. I'm not saying I've ever, but I'm saying, what am I even saying? I don't know. But rocket.
Rocket.
Live your life. So many adults older people. I'm realizing parents.
Yeah.
Swingers.
What?
Yes.
What do you mean? You're realizing.
They're not really, because I'm getting older. So my mom or whoever will be like, oh, you know, this person's like, you know, not this person, but she'll just be like, she didn't say exactly who, but like people in my parents' friend group, maybe, I don't know.
Are swinging?
I think so. At least, yes.
You think it's just a common
thing? I think it's like more common than we think. Think about it. Being married for fucking 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
And you're still horny? Because I believe you me, 60-year-olds, 50-plus-year-olds, still horny. They're still horny.
Oh, I know.
They're able. You've had the same thing the whole time. You're gonna want to maybe not going to want to. Also, like, because of the trust you have at that point, I think, in a marriage.
Yeah.
I think it is just kind of like, yeah, go have sex with my friend.
Wow.
And I'll have sex with their wife. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Am I crazy?
I mean, I think this is true.
I think I'm onto
people,
something.
Obviously, there are people that...
I think it's more common than you think. That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
That's my hot take.
Shoo. I'll tell you what, though, about old people and their horniness. I worked at a retirement home in high school.
Yes, yes.
And that place was like working... It was the equivalent of working... people that live in a retirement home. People that live daily in a retirement home are no different than high schoolers as far as
drama
and also like horniness goes. And we had to see, I guess is a better way of phrasing this, all of the drama, all of who was hooking up with who and who said what to who and which guy went after which woman after her husband died, like all of this stuff. And it was always really strange.
Yeah.
Just because they all live together basically in this big, you know, community center. It was a nice retirement home too. And so a lot of these people are like rich and just, you know, bored basically. But there was a lot of stuff that you would hear in passing through the grapevine.
Oh, I thought, walking by, go.
No. You would just hear people talk.
This is my.
Oh, God.
I won't. I'll bear it. I'll save everyone.
You would hear these people talk, though, just at the table, because I worked in the like restaurant that they had at the retirement home. And you would hear them discussing their endeavors. And sometimes it would just make you go, what?
The most drama you've been in, like stupid drama that you like now laugh at, that you're like, oh, right. Like these two girls are like fighting over me or like, I want, you know what I mean?
I have always been very drama avoidant. So I really haven't been.
Boring.
I
love that about you.
I've been very like, I stay away from that shit because it's really annoying. It stresses me out. And I think it's not worth the time, so I have tried my best to completely avoid it,
and I think done a good job.
Well, nothing. Come on,
in doing so.
As a kid,
I'll try to think, but I can't think of anything that's been like really. No, I don't know.
Nothing.
I don't have anything. Nothing that comes to mind right away when you say that. What about you?
Okay. What about me?
Yeah.
God. I'm trying to think of like really, oh, no. I just thought of a boring, or not boring. I just thought of a embarrassing story of like, yeah, I was always kind of on the out. I would, a bit of a big mouth sometimes. So sometimes that would get me into trouble.
You're talking shit and someone caught on and they heard about it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
But I remember, this just reminded me of something else of I was on MSN. Or you remember MSN? MSN Messenger. I'm aging myself, but that's fine.
I didn't use that. I was a AOL Messenger.
Okay.
Kind of guy. Maybe it's similar.
I think it is similar. AIM
is what it was called.
Okay. So I was on MSN and I had got this really cute guy's MSN and I was like, whatever, fifth, sixth grade. I don't even remember, and younger, and my parents just got a webcam with that had sound, because webcams for a while had no sound, right? Like no microphones.
Okay.
And he's chatting with me. He like lived in the town I lived in, and he was like a hockey player, and I was like, well, I'm a singer. And he's like, okay, and I'm like, I'm really good. And he's like, okay, like I get it. I was like, no, I'm like really good.
Did you sing for him on the webcam?
It was like voice messages. And I was sending him.
No.
Yes. I was like, and I was like, it's like.
No.
Yeah. I'm pressing him. And I go, Sunday morning rain.
No, you were not.
That song?
But I would do this. I would do that riffs. Song? I'd go, Sunday morning rain is falling. Shit, some scurvy, some skin.
No fucking way.
Yes. And this is how embarrassing it got. I'll never forget it to the day I fucking die.
Oh, shit.
So he sent like three of them in a row.
Oh,
and he goes, you're really good. And he goes, yeah, you're good. And then finally he goes, yeah, I get it. You're good.
That song?
Yes. I loved.
Fuck.
Part two of this story. Ninth grade.
Shit.
And I'm going, okay, I'm the singer of the school. I am the singer of my high school. And so I'm recording a video that I'm about to post on Facebook. And I'm recording it and I'm singing that song, Sunday Morning Rain Is Falling. And I had a thing where I was always wearing like a side pony because I thought it was cute. And I was like, Sunday morning rain is falling. Says and cups. My laptop or my desktop in my parents' computer room. This is my parents' computer room. Starts shaking. We had a mini, this has never happened.
No.
A mini earthquake.
No.
In fucking.
Do you still have that video?
It's gone, but I posted it. I posted it and people were like crying. What happened is, so first off, I'm in my uniform. So I had a uniform top. And then I remember I just like threw on like my dad's like soccer shorts with like the draw, like the string. So, cause I thought it wasn't standing. And so it's me going like, so sorry to audio listeners, but I'm like, so I see it shaking. I'm like this. And I get up and you just see like my diaper ass. And I look out the window and I'm like, and like the trees are like, this was the most minor earthquake. Like it was just was like,
yeah.
It felt like a subway was like, and I was like, run to the laptop, turn it off, or run to the.
Damn, I would love to see that
video. I know,
video.
It was
it's
amazing.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
There's nowhere, no possible way you could find it. Damn. You've never, is that the only earthquake you've ever experienced?
Yeah. Have you?
I used to feel that shit in LA a lot.
Really?
Yes. And one time, one that I felt was as I was either falling asleep into a nap or like waking up from a nap. But I was
terrifying.
In bed and, you know, I'm just down like this. And then I opened my eyes because I was like it felt like someone was pulling into the parking garage underneath the apartment. And I like felt shaking or whatever. And I look up and I was like, what the fuck? And my lamp is like shaking like crazy and my desk and everything in my room is wobbling. And I was like, who's parking right now? That's what I was thinking to myself. I was like, who's parking in
it's
the garage
Thursday
right
between
now?
7 and 8. You're and not allowed to park.
And then I realized, I was like, oh fuck, it's an earthquake. And then immediately got up and ran outside.
How often does it happen in LA?
And I was like, you guys felt that? And everyone was like, yeah. Crazy. I think I felt three or four in LA.
Wow.
Yeah.
But nothing more than just like, you know.
Yeah.
Not like
a crazy.
Not like a glass would fall off the table.
No, but they definitely shake and it's a weird feeling.
It's scary.
It just feels weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, always so confusing because you're like, what is happening?
I know.
And like,
I didn't even know that was
it's an earthquake
possible because I looked it up. I was like in Toronto because Toronto doesn't hit because kind of where I live is truly like on rocks.
Yeah,
I forget what it's called. Connery, help. I'm like, did you? I don't know what I'm expecting. I don't know what I'm expecting. And it's because of the, it's further up north. So we're on the edge of like the ending of like this rocky area. Like Sudbury is really rocky and all that stuff up there. But we're not up there.
Yeah, not up there.
But we ain't there.
Yeah.
But anyways, that is, so no, I didn't have any drama stories. But how's that for drama?
Mm-hmm.
The singing girl. The Adventures of the Singing Girl.
Not much has changed. You're still the singing girl.
I'm still the singing girl. I'm still singing to get like men's attention. I'm still, I'm very happy. I think I finally, in the like the last year or two, truly, have given up on posting a cover. Because there was, there is still that little dreamer in me that
goes,
post a cover. People want to hear it.
You've done it, haven't you?
Post a cover of Dreams or post a cover of Landslide.
You've done it before.
By Fleetwood Mac. Post
it. If you Google.
There's one video. Okay. Everyone go watch it. Whatever. There's one video on YouTube in that exact computer room so you can envision.
That's what I was going to say.
But the one was years before that.
But I feel like.
That was grade 12.
I feel like in that video you still have the like side ponytail.
Oh.
Kind of thing. I do.
And I do. And I was like musical theater. I was like, do you think about me when the time is gone?
What?
It's one of those. It was like, used to be so easy, you and me. I could be the one to make you feel that. It was like an electronic song. Feel that way. I could be the one to set you free. I feel like you should know that.
I don't know it. Who's it by?
Dun, 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 dun. I don't know.
Avicii?
Like, yeah, it's like one of those. And I was like,
R.I.P.
Rest in fucking peace.
Can we play a game?
Yes.
I'm looking. Don't worry.
I know. I just sometimes I get lost in your eyes.
I told you about it before, but basically all it involves is making up names that sound like it could be what someone would call like their grandma or grandpa or their aunt or uncle.
Okay. So you should tell like a story about your grandparents.
Well, just very short, but I start off by saying, I say, have I ever told you about my Zippy and Zappy?
Oh.
And you go, you're Zippy and
you're
Zappy.
Zippy and Zappy.
Well, my grandma and grandpa.
So the game is, how about the game is
Zippy and Zappy?
We can't laugh.
Okay.
When you repeat it, you have to repeat it exactly. And you cannot, not even a smirk.
And then you follow it up by being like, I'll tell my little story. And then you say, that reminds me of my...
Yes.
And okay. Then you say yours.
Okay. Okay. Quick stories. Mm-hmm.
So since I said Zippy and Zappy, you go first for yours. And it doesn't have to be both. And it could be aunt or uncle.
Okay. Have I ever told you about... You're already going. Wait, I have to think of one.
Be quick.
Yes. Have I ever told you about my dito in propro?
No. Who is that? It's your...
My grandma and grandpa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No.
You have to repeat what I said.
Dito in propro?
I like the role. That I feel like that would have been like a Portuguese.
Dito in propro?
Yeah. Dito in propro.
No. What about them?
No, they just like... I used to go over and they would make me like the sweetest tea.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's awesome. That reminds me
I can't, I'm losing.
That reminds me so much of my Swami and Swampy.
Your Swami and Swampy?
Yeah, my grandma and grandpa.
Oh.
They were Southern and they would always make me the best sort of like Creole dishes whenever I would go down south to visit them. Yeah, I loved them so much.
Wow.
Adorable.
That really reminds me. Have I ever told you about Lala and Kunt?
You're who? You're Lala and Kunt? Lala and Kunt?
Yeah, they were serving.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
They're my grandma and grandpa. Yeah, oh, okay. They served.
On your...
Me, lots of dishes.
On whose side?
Daddy.
Okay. They served a lot of dishes from their Polish or okay.
Pierogies.
So they serve you pierogies.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. That's interesting. That reminds me a lot of my aunt Gumdrop. Have I told you about her?
No.
I haven't told you about my aunt Gumdrop?
No.
Oh, okay. This is my my dad's eldest sister.
Right.
And she is just so sweet and kind, which is why we all call her Gumdrop.
Oh my God.
Aunt Gumdrop. Auntie Gumdrop.
That reminds me of my sister.
Your sister?
Yeah, my sister Discharge.
What? That doesn't work.
I wanted to make you laugh.
Your sister.
I was like, what's the worst name you could possibly have? Sorry. Disgusting. Who texted you? Anyways, can we do the restaurant game?
Which is what?
Remember? I love it because so I give you a cuisine and then you have to think of...
Cuisine. Yes.
And you have to think of the name of the place and then three dishes... And you have to do it in commercial form.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
I thought it was
like a radio commercial.
I thought you came up with the name.
Oh, okay.
And then I came up with the dishes.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay. Okay. I just want to see how you'll do with this. Ziggy's Diner, and it's a Polish restaurant. Sorry.
Ziggy's?
Yes.
And it's Polish?
Yes.
Come on.
You can do an accent. I'm Polish. You can do an accent.
I can't do a Polish accent.
You well try. White accents are allowed.
Okay. And it's a commercial?
Yes. It's like a radio.
Give me, what's a Polish accent even?
You've met my parents.
Oh, this is going to be so disrespectful.
No, it's not. Just go for it.
Ziggy, 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 can't you see? Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ziggy's Polish Cuisine. Who me? It's Ziggy. And I am loving all things Polish. I come from Poland and I bring it here to you in New York City. And what wonderful dishes do we have? You must try Ziggy's Killer Kielbasa. It's served fresh daily and we do love it, and it's served always with sauerkraut. Of course, you must try the pandemonium causing pierogies. And boy, does it cause a pandemonium, because they're just too good. And lastly, oh, but of course, you must have Brenda's borscht. Is that what it's called?
Borscht.
Borscht.
Yeah.
Borscht.
Yeah.
Brenda's borscht. Oh, it's just like the family made it, and that is why it's like a Ziggy's stamp of approval. Boing. So come on down and you'll understand why we're saying Ziggy, 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 can't you see?
That was perfect.
See, the Ziggy, 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 can't you see?
I like that.
You know, Biggie, Biggie, Biggie.
Yes.
New York, Poland.
Yes.
Yes. It all comes together.
It's all in Greenpoint.
It's all in Greenpoint. Okay, I got you.
Okay,
ready
me.
For one?
Yep.
This is going to be
Oh, and then I have another game, and then...
This is called Cocoa Nuts, but with a Z at the end.
Okay.
And it's smoothies.
Okay.
Run by a woman named Coco. And all of the names of the smoothies, I'm kind of helping you out here. All the names of the smoothies are... like they have to do with like being crazy, which is why it's nuts. It's like cocoa nuts.
Okay.
And it's all smoothies, juices, whatever.
Okay.
You don't even have to do an accent, you know? You can just be cocoa.
No, I know. I'm trying to think of names for the smoothies really quick. But I think I'll just
have to go.
Yep.
Three, okay. Two, and one.
Hi, y'all. It's Coco, and I'm going nuts for nuts. So, come on down to Cocoa Nuts Smoothies with your favorite crazy aunt. Hi, Coco here. Come here. So, Mondays we have Berry Blitz. Blitz! She's going Blitzy mode. She's Berry Brain Blast. Where is she? Where'd her brain go? Okay. For small, medium, large. Almond milk, oat milk, and regular milk. And of course, the avocado loco. No. The avocado. Cool. The avocado.
You're onto something with that.
I know, loco moco. The avocado loco mocha, which is avocado mixed with coffee. In a lap, you let you get your day started with some healthy fats and a nice little espresso shot. Oh, and of course, my niece's favorite, which is... Are you talking bananas? Which is bananas mixed with cinnamon and dates. And a little bit of my little simple thing of flax seeds. Come on down to Coco Nuts. Did she take her meds today? Doink. I have a story about smoothies.
That was good.
I think I said this after.
Yeah.
With Chloe, the podcast.
Uh-huh.
I think I did. So I was working. Did I say this on the podcast?
I don't know, but that one was kind of like anti, you know, cafe gratitude, where everything's named like...
Oh, fuck yeah, in LA.
It's like, yeah, when you order, you're like, could I get the...
I am powerful. I am lovable. Could I get the I am depressed? Cool.
Yeah.
Could I get the I am constipated? Okay, so I will say, I'll repeat this. Okay, I said it to Chloe, but I don't know if I said it on the podcast.
Okay, I'll tell you if you did.
I love a smoothie. So I was working, and I was filming something, and I was with my friend Jalen, and we were working together like all the time, and I was like drinking a smoothie, and she's like, "Oh, how'd you get that?" I was like, "Oh, they made it at Kraft." Like, she's like, "What do they put in it?" And I was like.
This was after. You didn't tell this.
Yeah. I was like, what's in it? And I was like, it's like banana, peanut butter, like berries, spinach, kale, spirulina. And she's like, what? And I was like, oh, spirulina. And she's like, okay. Whatever. The whole day goes by. And she's like, she starts fucking crazy. She's like, what did you say was in that smoothie? And I was like, bananas, peanut butter, berries, kale, spinach, spirulina. She's like, do you mean spirulina? And we fucking were crying for like...
spirulina.
Like forever. We were just like dying. And it was like just like a running bit every time. And
it sounds like something that would be at like an Italian restaurant.
And the
obviously.
Fact that I'm like, why did I say it in an accent?
Spirulina.
I was like, yeah, spirulina. Like every time I roll the R, I go spirulina. You know, I'm like doing service to whatever like language that is. And then so much so, for some reason that has switched in my mind, spirulina is spirulina, that when I went to a smoothie spot here in New York and I'm like, yeah, I'll get the blueberry sprinkle. Like it comes out first.
Instead of, what is
spirulina?
What the fuck is spirulina?
Spirulina is
It's from the sea.
It's like kelp. Am I wrong?
I don't know.
It's something like that.
I've seen
though.
That shit, but I don't be eating that.
It's very strong flavor. I ain't meat. Shut up. So do I.
Yeah.
Oh.
You just typed in spirulina.
I just typed in spirulina. Holy shit. For some reason, my brain is wired very differently. It is.
Spirulina.
What is it? Yeah.
It says it up there. Go back up.
What?
It's a biomass of cyanobacteria.
Sounds right.
It can be consumed by humans and animals.
Yeah. It's from... Yeah.
Springula.
It's from the water.
Springula.
And it tastes like fucking... It does taste like what a swamp would taste like.
Swamp.
But I think it's good for you. 11% iron.
Swamp.
Swamp. Springula!
Springula!
Anyways.
Anyways, y'all.
Okay. Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
What, that's a wrap for today?
I feel happy. How do you feel?
I feel good, man. I need to eat something.
I know. I'm
hungry.
I'm kind of feeling that too. And I'm like, I'd
this
rather-
This was a sunset episode. We watched the sunset. We watched the sun go down over here.
Yes.
And it was nice and beautiful.
Yep.
Episode 13.
Yeah. I you know, we- Transparently, we have been inside a lot. We're like, I hope people can resonate with that, where shit's not really going down. I mean, shit is going down, but I don't want to like talk about it without it. You know, I've been auditioning again, which mm-hmm. is great. Mm. And which is great. I think I had 4 auditions last week, which is awesome. I have a new team behind me, which is great. And...
Where are they at? I don't see them.
Wait, hey, hey, hey,
wait, I don't see them.
And
just a joke.
And I have, and I cry almost every day, which I talked about. But anyways, let's get through the winter months, guys.
The winter blues.
Let's get through the winter months. We are with you. We are with you. Should we all go to an all-inclusive?
Let's all do it. What does that mean?
What do you mean?
An all-inclusive resort?
Yeah. Do you people not say that?
I would never be like, should we go to an all-inclusive?
Really?
No.
No. Say that.
Talking about what?
Like we go to Mexico.
So I would just say that. Should we go to Mexico? I wouldn't say an all-inclusive. Because yeah, then that could be anywhere. Could be in fucking Iceland.
Yeah. I don't want to go to Iceland. I want to go to...
Icelandic all-inclusive.
I want to go somewhere with vitamin D. And no, I'm not talking about the... And I know. I'm not talking about the boyfriend kind. I'm talking about sun. Sunday morning rain is falling.
And if you haven't already, smash the motherfucking like button, hit that motherfucking subscribe notification bell, and if you didn't, the Patreon link in the bio. And I don't know. I don't know what people say when they do that. Anyway.
We love you. Thank you so much for watching.
Gang signs.
Noah.
Throw them up. Throw up my gang signs.
Kyle.
That's my gang. I gotta throw it up. All right. Peace.